producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What do you make of what happened in Paris, France this weekend? It's gripped the international and certainly, you know, well, really just everywhere. Who isn't talking about what happened? Very sophisticated attack. Now ISIS can claim the lives of how many? Upwards of 900 if we do this weekend. We take the Russian plane crash. We take Lebanon. Friday night, they're shutting their borders down. And I couldn't help but think, yeah. The second, in fact, I heard the borders. It's bad enough with the attack itself. But the borders part of this adds another element as well. It, to me, says this changes everything. Do you think it does? Or do you, there's just something about what happened to me. That says, I don't know when, but at some point we're going to look back and say, that was it. There was a turning point there. Now, the exact opposite could happen, and it has many times, where it's just forgotten almost as soon as it happens. I don't know why. I think this one marks a turning point. For one, a wake-up call to Europe and a wake-up call to some in the United States to the extent of the evil that is out to not only, and by the way, what's amazing about ISIS, don't forget, you know, they're a nation state, right? They're saying, here's our land. Here's our capital. Here's what we have. And they're doing this. It's a new day in a terrorist threat with ISIS. And they are succeeding. You think they cooked up what they did in Paris, on a napkin in some cafe somewhere over in Belgium there a day or two ago, maybe a week ago? I don't think so. What do you make of what happened in Paris this weekend? What's your reaction to it? You had a couple of days to think about this now. As you heard about it, as you sifted through what was happening, I want to know your take and what's happened. I really believe this changes everything, certainly for the presidential field. Everything just starts anew now. Everybody will be forced to say, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to be doing about immigration? And do you think we should maybe alter our plans to bring Syrian refugees to the United States? What do you think? Is it a time at a minimum to take a look at that? Does the time out for any refugee resettlement process appropriate to say, well, you know, I just want to know people are who they say they are and have, I just want to be sure we're correctly doing this. Let me know what you think today on the program. Here's how you join us. You call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. When you call, you can press 1 and leave a message. We'd rather you press 2 and chat with us live on the air, okay? Go ahead and give that a shot. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Ooh, oh.
It's 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. At University of Mary Monday next hour with Monsignor James Patrick Shea to talk about what's happening at the University of Mary. We'll get an update on this campaign to raise $100 million to bring a vision of what the University of Mary will look like in a few years to life. And we're only talking 15 years from now. But that vision is about to change in a big way. We'll find out. He'll be here. Jerome Richter, Vice President of the University of Mary as well, will join us. We are at the Ramcota in Bismarck for the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association annual gathering, and we're going to meet a bunch of the folks over the next couple of days from the implement dealers world as well. So look forward to that. Let's get to the phones, talk a little bit about this Paris attack. I'm very anxious to find out what you make of it, what you think the response ought to be to it. Lee in Bismarck, you're first to go. You're up.
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Say, I've got 2 points. Isn't France, aren't they really against gun ownership? I don't know for sure. I'd like to have maybe some callers come in and verify. I heard that on the radio. And then I heard on TV where you can own guns and for your personal protection and everything else. I think all that's going to do is just make more gun sales now that ICE is talking about that they're coming to the United States next. And the idea that people who would have been armed privately, a lot of this destruction I don't think would have happened. I think they take the soft targets, the gymnasiums, the schools, the events and stuff like that. But more importantly, the wall is going to get built now. You know that the immigration is right to the top. I mean, they can come across and walk from Mexico right into the United States. No visa, no nothing. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous with the Democrats talking about what there are as far as being nice and all the other things. So I just wanted to throw my two bits, but I would be real, shut up here and listen. About France and their stance on gun control. Is it the same United States, or do they have...
No. It's very strict. You're right. It's very strict. And, obviously it was pretty impotent, too. It didn't do much good with terrorists opening fire, right? In fact, France bans most guns. They outlaw most gun ownership. So, yeah.
You're going to change, though, in France and Germany, any other country? I mean, thousands have poured across those lines. Yeah, they don't know where they're from or who they are.
Exactly, I mean, right. So. Yeah.
But anyway, listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Lee. You're right. I mean, you start, there's a natural thought. AK-47s. Gun control. Who has them? The bad guys. So therefore, you're unable to defend yourself. Dan Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I think we ought to be ahead of the game here like our enemies that say they're going to come after us are in so many areas. For instance, I think of the situation in North Dakota that our governor and indeed our mayor here in Fargo should declare that we're going to not cooperate or accept hundreds, if not thousands, of refugees from the Middle East at this time. It's just too unsettled, and you would never find a better time with popular acceptance of such a slowdown, if not a refusal. Other governors across the United States, I see, are doing this. But listen, here's the thing. North Dakota, and you have your big oil can and your Bakken reports, and they're so important. It helps us realize we're in the crosshairs internationally of oil resources, lignite, potash, natural gas, that affects world prices, potentially. And we could be in the crosshairs of a possible attack across a border that's even less guarded than portions of the Mexican-Texas-Arizona border. We have a large stretch of rural areas where crossing in and doing damage to pipeline infrastructure, all these things are possible. North Dakota better wake up. We are a leader, and we're also, unfortunately, becoming in the crosshairs, I think, of international terrorist possibilities.
All those are good points, and that's exactly why I'm asking. You know, where does your mind go when you hear about this? And that's one place it ought to go. And
the mayor
you're right
declare
about
Fargo is not an open city. We're not anywhere near being capable of handling additional crime reports, holdups, robbery, shootings. Stabbing.
We don't have the data even. We just have nationally, refugees or immigrants commit crime at a small
percentage.
And
the political correctness puts blinders on us. We're not even educating in our schools and our colleges especially to the real dangers. We're so afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. Hey, we're talking about machine gunning people in public squares. We're not worried about somebody who feels bad. Because their great uncle was from Lithuania or something that refugee slighting or something. This is something that America has a well-established, friendly pattern of immigration. Nobody can take that record away from us. But in times of war, which we are in, whether we want to admit it or not, we have to have an entirely different outlook.
Yeah, all good points, Dan. Appreciate the call very much. And others welcome here, by the way. 800-228-0550. One other thing I want to piggyback on Dan's comments about Canadian, the Canadian border. the Canadians have some of the most lax immigration laws themselves. So you can pretty much, you know, get into Canada for any reason. Okay. So in other words, if you intended to do United States harm, the smart thing to do would be to say, I'm going to get into Canada because they'll take me. And then I'll just head south down through the border. And I think his points of the vulnerability of North Dakota are worth a consideration as well. No question about it. Good comments. Let's get Kevin in the Bakken here as well. Kevin, go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm a veteran. I was in the military from 96 to 2004. The things that are starting to happen that everybody's starting to see in Paris, it's simply a matter of time. These people don't come in bombing and taking over. That's not how they come in. They come into countries as refugees and terrorists. Small cells will go and bomb and blow things up and distract. And then you have other groups who are here to simply breed us out. That's how they take over. If you look at Germany and Belgium, the people in those countries are starting to become a minority.
Hold that thought, if you would, and we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Thanks, Kevin. Don't go away. Dan on the road right behind him.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren, and just how you're always with them on every step of their journey. Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com or stop by and talk with us today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All week long, coming to you live from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association annual meeting right here in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota, Ram Dakota Inn. A lot of folks from across the state here. We're going to be chatting with them as we go throughout the day, meet some of those dealers a little later on this hour. Next hour, University of Mary Monday today on the program, so look forward to that as well. And, of course, we are brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. That's right. High Plains Apache. They are your Apache sprayer dealer. And you know what? They have some great deals now on 2015s. Really good deals. I mean, like, you can't beat them deals. So these are new 2015s, but they're moving them out. And 2016s are in as well. That's why the 2015s got to go. And there's some used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com if you want to do a little window shopping. HighPlainsApache.com. And by the way, they, of course, sell Apache sprayers because they're the best. They really are. But if you have another sprayer and you need parts, they have the ET Ag Center, which means they have Apache sprayer parts and really application parts for any other brand as well. So come on in. They have the expertise, do a lot of classes there. They'll treat you right. High Plains Apache across from Bonanza and Mandan and exit 60 south of Fargo as well across from Walmart there. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out that website. All right, back with our callers here on Paris, and I want your reaction to what happened and any solutions. I think it's a game changer for this presidential race. I really do. Game changer. Everybody has to come at how they would take on the terror of ISIS in a much more clear and concise way. It's front burner. Same thing on immigration. Connects right with it. All right, Kevin, want to give you a chance to finish your thought here. We got tight up against the break. You're back.
Okay, I was just saying all this is simply a matter of time. I mean, it was a matter of time before they started doing what they were doing in Paris and other countries in Europe, and it's simply a matter of time before they come over here and start doing stuff. The government's already letting them come in drones, and this is an invasion no matter how you want to look at it. There's no possible way to vet these people because the countries where they're coming from don't have the technology that we have, so they can't be vetted, so we don't know who we're letting in. Just like when Fidel Castro kicked all the people out of Cuba and sent them over, we didn't know what we were getting. We just had to, you know, kind of roll the dice, so to speak. But all this is a matter of time. If you're not ready to protect yourself and your family, then you're going to be a victim.
You're right. It is. It's their plan. They've telegraphed this. We know this, and they're pulling it off. And I want to know, call me if you think this is a crazy statement, ladies and gentlemen, but do you have any doubt that what they did in Paris, what they did with the airliner, shot it down in Russia, everything they've done to date is training ground for what they'll do here? I believe that's what's happening. This is planning for what they plan to bring to the United States. You agree or disagree? Tell me. I'm sure some folks will say, oh, that's warmongering. That's, you're just scaring people. I'm not intending to scare anyone. I just believe that's the plan. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Okay, on the road. Dan, you're next.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to say, yes, I do agree with your statement that it is training and that they are going to try and come over here. But they know we're armed and we're not going to be, you know, they'll go for soft targets here, gun-free zones. I also want to say that Governor Dalrymple, he needs to take a stand and not allow any of these Syrian refugees into the state of North Dakota. There's not one Christian among them, not one. And then I wanted to ask you and the listeners, did anybody else see the president on George Stephanopoulos yesterday morning? And the Freudian mistake he made when he made a statement about his Muslim religion and his Muslim beliefs. And George Stephanopoulos just stopped for like 4 seconds. And then he said, don't you mean your Christian beliefs? And the president corrected himself.
Yeah, I don't think that was new, though. I've heard that before. I think that was an old clip. Did you say you thought it was this weekend?
I thought it was yesterday, and it may be in an old clip. But still, that's a Freudian mistake. And
yeah.
I believe in my heart I'm a Christian. I love my country. I love God. I love my family. God tells us 42 times in the Bible, beware of false prophets. And I believe that Muhammad is a false prophet. And we as Christians have got to start standing up and saying this in our churches and in our families. Also, just came out in the news recently that the Lutheran Church and the Catholic Church for years have been taking hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government to help colonize and bring these Muslim refugees into the country and get them set up in our communities. And this is wrong. This is we're our own worst enemy. I know everybody's like, okay, we got to help these people. They're third world people, and we need to help them. But they're not doing it for Christians. They're doing it for Muslims. And Muslims, you walk up to any Muslim and tell them you're a Christian and ask them, am I an infidel to you? They're going to say yes. And that means they're going to enslave you, or they're going to convert you, or they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And the truth is the truth, and we've got to start speaking the truth about this religion that is going to convert, enslave, or kill us.
And I appreciate the call, Dan. Good. I'm gonna keep moving here just because I have a full bank of calls, but I appreciate the comments. And I think there's a lot of people nodding their head right now on much of what you said. Mike in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Wanted to say that I am very concerned about the lies and the incompetence that comes from the Democratic Party, the international clowns in that party. We were told, weren't we, that ISIS was a JV team by our president. We were told by Hillary Clinton that Al-Qaeda was defeated. We were told that by Obama. And, by the way, let's see, Heidi Heitkamp is also part of the people that voted for the horrible Iran deal.
All points worth considering, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Al Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, with all the immigration and everybody talking about, you know, Democrats and Republicans, but you know, I guess, you know, the main point is that, you know, we need to find solutions to all this. Now, you were wondering about, you know, what more is this just the beginning of it? And you got to imagine, they know where we don't have security. I mean, God forbid, I never would want that, but what if you had a Black Friday shopping? Now, would it be so hard for, you know, having a couple guys at a store on a Black Friday? And if you imagine the massacre that would be, and I would never want that, but, you know, it's just something to think about.
All good thoughts. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it very much. Glenn and Mandan, we'll get you on the other side of the break. We'll chat with a couple of guests from the North Dakota. We're live this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. We'll talk with a couple more dealers coming up here as well. You, Mary, Monday next hour. Lots going on, so stay tuned. We're on What's on Your Mind, live from the Ramcota today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The North Dakota Implement Dealers Association meeting. This convention taking place on Wednesday at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. Invite you to join us on the air as we cover this over the next couple of days and chat with some dealers. Looking forward to those conversations as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You could text Todd, and if you text rolling in, too, at 701-226-8503. Started the program by saying, I wanted your reaction to what happened in Paris, number one. And number two, what you think we ought to do about it. And, you know, I'm never disappointed in the vast audience of the What's On Your Mind family for some insightful comments today. And I think the emotions are real raw still and understandably. One more call, and we're going to meet some guests from the convention here today. Glenn and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, just a couple of things. First of all, a person's got to realize that the Islamic people over there, they're not radical or anything. They're just plumb evil. And anybody, I think, that thinks Barack Obama is of a Christian faith hasn't studied his background very much. And thirdly, the Lutherans that are bringing in all these Muslims as refugees, and I do believe at one time or another, we're going to have to protect our homeland. Whether it be with the military, the police, or citizens. And do you think, anybody out there think, that the Muslims that are here are going to watch my back? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. We don't have a ton of time. When you say, you know, the more here, what do you mean? What do you mean we'll have to do more here? Give me an example of what that would look like.
Well, I say when we need to do more, and I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, but I'm kind of an old warhorse myself. But we got to put more men over there, whether they're American or French or Spanish or whatever, and we have to go door to door.
So your point is fight him there before we have to fight him here. I mean, that was the argument of post 9/11.
Yeah, exactly, because anybody that thinks they're not going to get over here because of an ocean are fools.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, back to that, nobody wants boots on the ground. Everybody wants to stay out of conflicts, and then things like this happen, and you think a little bit differently.
Yeah.
About whether we have that luxury or not. No, interesting take, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Others, as we go throughout the day here today on this topic, thank you all for weighing in on a dime's, turning on a dime to start the show today to talk a little bit about it, and I appreciate it very much. All right, we have two gentlemen here from True North Equipment. They are located with a resource center in Grand Forks, a dealership in Grand Forks, Grafton. They're in Kennedy. They're in Northwood as well. And John Onken is here. John, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great. Great to see you, Scott.
Dan Gorder is here as well. How are you, Dan?
Good. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, three partners in True North Equipment. We have all three here. Is that right?
Yeah, we have our partner, Dwayne Kautzman, with us, too.
All right. Dwayne's listening in. He's going to let you guys do the talking.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah. Heck of a deal. Well, that's great. I love that name, True North Equipment. Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, that that was quite a process to go through, and we kicked some names around for a while, and you know, it was just a name that stood out.
We kind of considered it as made a bold statement about our direction and our employee base, and kind of our compass heading north, and staying focused on the game. And so we kind of did a couple of renditions of the logo and different things back in 2011. We trademarked it shortly thereafter. So kind of came up with the forward-leaning tractor. So
yes, it's sharp.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So what is the buzz? I know it's just early, you know, a few hours into the conference, not even, just getting underway. What do you come into this gathering most concerned about?
Well, there's you know, in the ag equipment industry, we're in a transitional phase. You know, we had our 5-year run, which was somewhat of a super cycle, and now we're adjusting to new levels of equipment going out, which means we have to adjust our used inventory. I think one of the common denominators with all the dealers, we're doing smarter business. We've had to re-engineer our parts and service operations because they're vital for the future of the business, and we're trying to add more value to the customer base. If they're going to run the equipment longer, maybe not do some equipment roles as they used to, we need to maintain and service that piece of machinery longer.
Let's talk about the customer a little bit.
So as we look at what's happened over the last 5 years, a lot of high-end equipment and technology went out into the market, and we talk about working with the producer and the technologies that come with the equipment and what they buy with that to support the equipment they're working with. And one of the key fundamental things is really with scale of operations, with efficiency as a prime important piece, we've got to be able to get the producer and their supporting staff to really know and learn how to use the technologies to really take advantage of them and become more efficient as an operator. And so we're spending a lot of time working closely with the producer from an educational standpoint also. And that's been a day-to-day thing for quite some time with us. And it's really about, for us, Dan talked about, you know, managing used, working with the parts and service divisions is a huge piece, but really educating the producer and optimizing their machinery. The optimization piece is huge, and we have a staff of individuals that work at our locations that work with a lot of the educational pieces and in-field operation, and that's really a key piece.
So how do you guys do this, Dan? The gizmos, for lack of a better term, as you say, are everywhere, right? There are bells and whistles like there never have been in agriculture with precision agriculture and everything else. But you're talking about really saying, okay, now here's what you can do when you combine that big piece of machinery you have and that technology. How do you educate the consumers on this?
Well, first we had to stand back and understand that our customer is different. If we look at our customers, they all have a smart device in their hand. The ones that don't are usually carrying a tablet with them. So we're communicating. Yeah, we're communicating with our customers differently. We have a connected customer. In fact, we just had a meeting last week. One of our parts salespeople asked if they could have tablets on the parts counter because customers, rather than explaining a part, they'd rather send us a picture of the part and say, I need one of these. So we're communicating differently. The connected customer is also connected through the machinery. Our machinery sends out data, and we can use, the producer can use that data in many different forms. So for us, it's a educational piece That's where the True North Resource Center comes in with our training classes. We have to train the customers on how to use the technology and make sure that every operation is optimized. Doesn't matter if they're planting or fall harvest, whatever operation in that crop cycle that we can optimize all those machine movements.
So, John, walk me through this resource center and what you do there.
So we have a centralized staff that works with all of the different divisions within our company, parts, service, sales, warranty. But we also have an educational piece. We have an individual that manages that. And he has a staff of a team that works with all of the technologies and all the training. So anytime that Dwayne really manages all the sales in our company, when they sell new or used machines, we sell it with an optimization package, which allows, say, Scott, if you buy something, the affords you the ability to be doing something in the field with that machine to optimize it prior to and during the initial setup of that machine in the field. So you can have some early education in the winter or spring on that machine and go to the field, and we have a team of individuals that work with you to make sure that machine is running exactly the way that you want it and bring everybody up to a higher level of knowledge on it and go forth saying, okay, I'm confident to continue the rest of the season and down the road. So we spent a lot of time on the fundamentals and how it needs to work and how it needs to be optimized versus just to kind of ignoring some of those features and overriding them and just trying to put seed in the ground. We're trying to do it better in some form.
Sounds I imagine that's met with a breath of fresh air to producers, just to say, all right, tie that down. And you customize this as well, right?
Yeah.
This isn't just one big giant class for everybody where you're doing it.
Right. So we can tailor it down to just your team and your employee base that you have, both in our facility or take it to the farm. So we can do some real experiential training right on the farm, or we can sit and do a classroom thing where we're doing some interactive stuff. The piece that's really interesting is that from time to time, customers will call in, as Dan talked about, with technology and say something's funny on my tractor or my combine, and we can remote display access into that. So we can look at what they're seeing at the same time and give recommendations and say, here's what we need to do to help you get it where you need to go.
And I understand you also work with a lot of third parties to help to get the right data as well. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, producers are collecting data most all the time, and they don't. Sometimes they're challenged with what do I do with it and how do I sort it out. And so one of the things that we want to do is be able to be an unbiased party, so to speak, and help them understand from a machine standpoint how can we help you use this data to better manage what you're doing in season and out of season. And so working with a crop consultant or agronomist in some form, aligning with them because they're interacting very closely with the producer too, it's about providing a better level of understanding and how to really go forth with the data that they have and what's best usable in this application moving forward.
So sounds like speed, right, which at a crucial time pretty darn important.
Yeah, that's true. Right now we're designing new machines that are going to be very connected. The manufacturers have to, because the new operators are going to be very connected. So I know our main manufacturer, John Deere, is designing those new cabs right now, and the connectivity, how it connects with smart devices, is going to be integrated right in, because those new operators, that's they grew up in that generation. So
time is now to get educated.
Yep.
Yes.
Sounds like
yes.
A great place to do it at your resource center. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
John Unker, Dan Gordon from True North Equipment, Grand Forks, Grafton, as well as Northwood and Kennedy, and the resource center in Grand Forks. We'll continue with more from the Ramco after this timeout.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because...
Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Brought to you today by our friends at S&S Motors in Watford City. And I tell you what, they have a couple of new lots now down on Main off of KLJ is one location. And actual vehicles are there. I don't know if you're from Watford City, you know that there's a lot of road construction going on in some areas. And right in front of the lot of S&S Motors has been just one of the big areas in front of the airport there with a lot of road construction. So they've actually taken some of the vehicles and got them out front on Main now. So check them out, including a sharp silver Raptor I saw this weekend. So check it out. SNSMotorsInc.com. Great pictures of all of them. But if you're cruising Main, those vehicles there from S&S Motors, you want to check them out. We are back at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association annual gathering in Bismarck, North Dakota today. We're going to be chatting today, tomorrow, and Wednesday with some folks from the Implement world a little bit about what is happening with them. And our next guest, Paul Weirach and David Anfinson, are with Border Plains Equipment. Paul, David, nice to have you. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
That's good for having us.
So we have bookends here this hour on the program. We had the True North guys from, you know, the eastern end of the state, and now we got a couple of guys from Energy Country. Both of you farm, in addition to being part of Border Plains Equipment, so you can give us an interesting perspective here. I'm just kind of curious off the top, first from you, Paul, and then David. You know, what's it like, you know, being a grower in Energy Country, where we hear so much about, you know, you have dealerships in Williston and Stanley, of course. You hear about more about energy, honestly, than you do about agriculture.
Well, there's some very positive things about being in that area, in agriculture, and being an implement dealer there. There's a little bit more money in the area, which is very helpful for the implement dealers, but and the farmers as well. But we do have challenges, you know, as we try to farm and get along with all the energy activity.
David, how about you?
Yeah, I completely agree with what Paul said. We've been lucky enough to have, of course, a very good energy sector going on, as well as very good crops in a lot of the places. So overall, kind of a upbeat area for the most part, except oil slowing down a little bit, of course.
Yeah. How's business?
Yeah, business is very good. We have it a lot better here in our area than some of the implement dealers in other areas have it. So.
And how about prices? What kind of an impact is that having, David?
Slowly, some of the land rents and stuff, or not land rents, but the apartment rents and stuff are coming down. Things are correcting a little bit, but overall pretty stable, I guess.
You guys sell red iron, also known as the Case IH products. And we should talk a little bit about the latest from Case IH. What do you want folks to know about the products that are out there, David?
Tier 4B, I guess, is out across the entire spectrum. Everywhere from the high horsepower all the way through the system, very good products, very reliable, and should meet everybody's needs.
Anything you want to say, Paul? What's your favorite?
Well, I like the combines. They're very much industry-leading.
I like the Farmalls myself. The old classic Farmall.
Yeah.
Are they still making those, David?
They still make Farmall all the way down to 35 horse.
Yeah, how about that? There's a little bit of history there, right?
Yes, there is.
And how about precision agriculture and all the technology? How is that changing your business, Paul?
Well, it does make those long hours in the tractor go by a little bit better. You can pay attention to more of the things going on, having the GPS involved. Also, the savings in spray and just inputs, chemical inputs, and as well as seed. Takes that couple percent that we like to have as profit, makes an extra little difference there.
Do farmers, are they embracing this, David? Are they just, you know, like kids in the candy store with every new bell and whistle that comes in the way of technology? Seems like it's changing about as fast as, I guess, our, you know, cell phones are.
I do think it's changed the way we view agriculture. It's much more technology-based than it used to be. Just the features and the options that are available today are substantially ahead of even 10 years ago.
What are the farmers doing with all that data?
Most of it comes down to, we talk about variable rate applications. We talk about sectional control, not only with sprayers, but of course seeders are coming with that option. Just again, covering the input costs and reducing that amount that they're overlapping. The crop rotations that they're doing are changing as well with that, I guess.
Now, you both mentioned, I mentioned earlier, you're both growers, and you're up there in Energy Country. Just, I mean, taking off your implement hat for a moment, and just as a grower, what's it like being in Energy Country? Are people happy and coexisting well with the energy world?
It's certainly getting a lot better. I know there's been a lot of heartburn out there from the pipelines and a lot of negative publicity. And the state has stepped in and helped us out in trying to foster a little better communications from the pipeline companies, and things are getting better.
David, how about you?
Yeah, even from the road structures, the improvements that have happened with roads has helped, of course, come around, so that alleviating some of the traffic issues and those type of concerns has been much better.
Interesting. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the time today. Good luck at Border Plains Equipment. Another successful year next, as we head into yet another growing season here next year. Wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing a little story. They're in Glasgow, Montana. They're in Williston. They're in Stanley, Border Plains Equipment. David Anfinson and Paul Weirich joining us today on What's on Your Mind. We're live at the North Dakota Implement Dealers Association. It's a You Marry Monday, the University of Mary, America's Leadership University. Monsignor Richter, Monsignor Shea, and Jerome Richter will join me next. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How would you like to work indoors during the cold this winter? Quick and Clean Truck Wash in Alexander, North Dakota offers a nice, warm place to earn your living. If you're looking for long-term stability with full-time hours and competitive pay, then Quick and Clean is the place for you. Responsibilities include truck and oil field equipment washing. Email an application to info@quickandclean.net. That's info@kwik-n-klean.net.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want less big e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lestig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lestig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Lestig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.